Now we left off in the middle of Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Yud Tes, that we said that if your merchandise doesn't get ruined by the rain or something else to that effect, you call a guy down, even though you know what the guy is going to do. He's going to do Malacha D'Oraisa to save it for you. He didn't do any direct Amira, and Adam Bala Mamoinai, we pray the person got to a tumult, and if we don't let him have a guy save for him, he's going to end up doing Malacha D'Oraisa to save for himself. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch says you could tell a guy, call Matzo and a Mavsa. Anybody who saves this merchandise from getting ruined, he's not going to lose out, which basically means that you're going to pay him afterwards for helping you out. Same way by the fire, the aloch is, it's a mitzvah mandalot, you could say called machaba in the mafsid, anybody puts out this fire, he's not going to lose. This way a guy will hopefully put out the fire for you, and your nechassim, your property, won't get damaged. The Shulchan Aruch brings the izish just to be showing them, there are those who say, the Rajba and others, that only by a fire, they'll let you say called machaba in the mafsid, anybody puts out the fire is not going to lose. Or by other forms of hefsid, like things get ruined by the rain, etc., you cannot say called mafsid in a mafsid. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that somebody's meiko, taka, will not lose out. You have the right to your meiko on this. And he says, Mechabrin, Siman Shalom Adal, goes like this. Mishnah Berurah also says that to call a guy down to show him what's going on without telling him, call a matzo and a mafsid, the Evan agrees is mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah says to tell him, Im tatsu le tafsa, if you save it, you won't lose out, that's usr. That's considered like a direct amiro la'akim. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Sifchaf, that Yid utol a guy to Malacha from on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the Yid cannot be nene for the guy on his behalf. Even after Shabbos, immediately after Shabbos, the Yid cannot be nene, cannot benefit for the guy on his behalf. It can only be nene, be benefit after Shabbos when it's Kadesh Yasu. When it's long enough after Shabbos that the whole malacha, the whole thing technically could be done after Shabbos and it will be ready by now. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this. It comes from the Grah, but it's really based on the Rishonim. They should not come and tell a guy to malacha for you on Shabbos. Like this, that even if a guy does malach for you on Shabbos, you can't benefit from it till Kadesh Yasa after Shabbos, and no chashash don't be make on Mir Lakim. Because even if one does, we will not allow him to be nene from it until the amount of time it takes after Shabbos to have done the whole thing after Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, among the rumblings from the Rambam, that if it was professed in public, that everyone knew that this was being done for the Yid, the Chazam had an extra knas, and they said it's usur for Yid to be nene forever. Even if the guy did it for you on his own, without you telling him to do it. Since it was done by Rabban, for Hestia publicly, the guy did it on behalf of a Yid can never be Nana from it, even down the road. But regular case, not for Hestia, so once Kadesh Yasa, you can be Nana. Sivchaf Aleph, it's also for a Yid to tell a guy, take this piece of meat of mine, cook it for yourself, and have it for yourself. You're not allowed to tell him to do that, since it's your piece of meat, and you will not be allowed to cook it for yourself. You cannot tell a guy to cook it. Now you cannot tell a guy to cook it for you, you cannot tell a guy to cook it for himself. And even if it's a guy who you're not gaining anything from having cooked it for himself, you're not mechuyav to give him a zaynus, you're not allowed to do that. The Rama says, but you could tell him to take his own meat and cook it for himself. You could tell him, l'asam alach la'atzmai. That's fine. Mishnah Berurah explains that anything that you will not be able to take, do it yourself, you cannot tell a guy to do. Even if you're not telling him to do it for you're telling him to do it for himself, it's still a problem. So by the meat, that's the yids, that you might have wanted to cook it for yourself, so you're not allowed to tell the guy to cook it for himself either. One day you'll come to cook it yourself. Masha'engen, if it's the guy's meat that was never yours, and the guy's doing it for himself, that chazar and that guy's are on Amir La'akim. In a case which is also, Mishnah Berurah brings, that the rabbis, Mechiach, Mechiach, and the Rosh, even on Erev Shabbos, you cannot tell a guy to cook it for himself on Shabbos. Only time it's mutter is when it's the guy's own meat that never belonged to you, then you can tell him to cook it for himself, because that has nothing to do with you. Sivchav Beis, any Shvus Drabban, Isra Drabban on Shabbos, when it's still been Ashmosh, it's beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter to do it. Therefore, you can tell a guy to light a candle for your Ben Hashmashas. They need the light for Shabbos. Because it's only Ben Hashmashas, so Chazal were making the Rabbanans with Tzarech Mitzvah. And Amir La'akum, for Lagos Aner, that's a good enough Tzarech Mitzvah. Or even for the Yid himself to do certain Rabbanans. Not just Amir La'akum, for the Yid himself to do certain Rabbanans or make a Malka Mitzvah, Ben Hashmashas. For example, he was busy and forgot to take Meiser, and now it's Ben Hashmashas. Remember, you can take Meisers now, Ben Hashmashas. The Ma says that anything that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do for you on Shabbos, you also cannot hint to him to do on Shabbos. However, you could hint to him that you should do this a malacha after Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains that hinting to him to do for you on Shabbos is the same as Amir La'akum, since he's doing it based on your hinting, and therefore you cannot tell him on Shabbos anything which is obvious that means he should do a malacha. You cannot tell a guy to wipe off his nose, because that's understood to mean that was like a way of saying he should wipe off the top of the ashes on top of the wick in order that the fire on the flame should burn better on the candle. However, Mishnah Berurah says, if you do their mizah, the hinting shloi b'derech tzivui, that's fine. For example, to the guy, this candle is not lighting so well, or I can't read, not light enough for me to read over here, even though the guy knows and understands to make the light better, that's okay. That's too indirect or mizah to be a problem. And there's no problem being nana from it, because since you already were able to read, just couldn't read so well, so you're not called being nana from the guy from Lachuk, it's only to Sebbis Hanal, And that's not a problem of nena. So al tamira, the remiz is too indirect to be considered like a mir lakum, and al tnena, it's not a real nena, that should be also.